T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking now with the voice of Virginia Cavaliers football, the voice of Cavs sports, Dave Kane joins us here on Countdown to Kickoff. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And listen, I know that the Cavaliers coming off a tough road loss on the road at Louisville certainly doesn't get easier this week. What's been the mood and the tone from Bronco Mendenhall and his team this week?
You know, I've gotten a pretty resolute feel from these guys. In fact, I've almost gotten a little bit of a sense that there's some lingering sense of, I guess, maybe a little burr under the saddle after that loss last week against Louisville. I think that these guys went into that game expecting more of themselves than what they put on the field in that game, and maybe a little bit of a sense of anger kind of carrying over. So we'll see if they come out with a little extra fight and panache going into this game against Miami. They're going to need it, certainly against the Hurricanes. But, yeah, it's an interesting team in terms of psychology because there is a culture shift underway, and I'm completely convinced of that fact, but it doesn't happen overnight. And you can see these guys starting to believe in themselves, but they, you know, they're just not all the way there yet, and you're trying to overcome some recent history that has not had a whole lot of success in Virginia football. So for this team right now, you know, it's learning to win games at the bottom, at the end of the day, and then that comes down to execution and consistency.
How much of a confidence booster has it been, the team knowing that they are bowl eligible for the first time since 2011? That's got to add a spark.
Yeah, and I think in some ways it really lifts a monkey off the back of these guys. I mean, you've got a group of players, seniors, that have come back. A couple of them came back that could have gone to the NFL, Micah Kizer and Quinn Blanding being two perfect examples of that. A lot of folks thought they wouldn't be back here this year, but they came back, and they'd never played in a bowl game. I mean, the reality is this is my 10th season broadcasting Virginia, and I've called one bowl game in that time. This will only be the second time, which is pretty remarkable. So clearly it's a program in very much in need of an overhaul and some changes. So that has happened with Bronco Mendenhall, someone who had never experienced missing a bowl in his time as a head coach prior to last year. You know, that was a completely foreign concept to him. So he's kind of trying to get this program back to where he was used to living and where Virginia fans previously were used to living, and that's playing in the postseason.
We are joined by the voice of the Virginia Cavaliers. Dave Kane joins us here, and an offense with gifted players. Dave, Kurt Benkert, senior quarterback, Zacchaeus out of the backfield has been very dangerous catching passes. I know that's a player that Miami's going to look for with his 727 receiving yards. Talk a little bit about that offense and how they're going to look to attack Miami.
Yeah, I think for Virginia, a big part of this game is going to be contingent upon, first, can your offensive line protect the quarterback, which has not been an easy thing to do for Miami opponents all season long, and at times, candidly, has not been an easy thing for Virginia's offensive line to do, period. Now, that said, against Georgia Tech, that offensive line that does have some new faces and some guys that are a little bit dinged up, so they've been moving a lot of different bodies around, which is kind of pretty unconventional what we've seen from this offensive line with, you know, you'll see that throughout the game. It's not just the same five. There will be a lot of guys rotating in and out. But against Georgia Tech, that really worked well for them. Benkert was not sacked in that game and had a clean pocket to work through throughout. Against Louisville, for whatever reason, the matchups changed, and Kurt Benkert was very much on the run throughout that game, and that impacts things. So that's step one. Then for step two, Kurt Benkert, can he make the throws when he has those opportunities? Because he's been a little bit erratic himself. When he's on, Virginia can be dangerous offensively, but that consistency hasn't always been there for Kurt. So he's got a guy that has the ability to take the top off and throw over the top. And when he's able to make some of those big plays, well, Virginia becomes a much different team than when he's missing some of those shots downfield. It opens everything else up. This team very much complementary in terms of how it works, really even between offense and defense for that matter.
Mark Richt was very complimentary this week of Virginia's 36-ranked defense. What's been the strength of that defense this season?
I think it has been, certainly relative to last year, knowledge of where to be when. That was missing last season. Bronco Mendenhall runs a fairly complex defense. He really dumbed it down a season ago quite a bit. This year he's been able to get a little bit more exotic, which is kind of the space he's used to operating in, as he serves as the team's defensive coordinator for all intents and purposes. So he's calling the plays on that side of things, but it really goes up the middle for Virginia. I think that you look at Micah Kizer, what he has meant to this team at middle linebacker. He is as tough as they come and as smart as they come. I mean, the full package. I mean, he gets the most out of what he has. He doesn't have overwhelming speed, and you know, that will limit him a little bit at the next level, but I'm convinced he will have an NFL career that lets him play for a long time, just because of the fact that, well, at the end of the day, he just knows where to be, and he's such a competitor. He's been playing a little bit injured lately, but you wouldn't know, and he wouldn't let you know. And I think Quinn Blanding and that secondary behind him, that's been a surprise for Virginia in some way. Some of the young guys that have stepped up, Brenton Nelson at safety, who is somebody that kind of came out of nowhere for Virginia. And then, you know, you got two really good cornerbacks in Juan Thornhill on one side and Bryce Hall on the other. That ability for those guys to play man-to-man really allows this defense to do some other things in terms of allowing them to flow a little bit more freely elsewhere.
You know, Dave, what's been your impression of Miami, whether it be watching them the past several weeks or film study for this week? What do you think makes the Hurricanes tick?
God, I think that defense, boy, I mean, it's impressive what you've been able to see on a week-in, week-out basis from that group. I mean, putting pressure on the quarterback, that whole notion, pressure breaks pipes, and it has this season. I think that's a big part of what they've been able to do in terms of coming up with those 24 turnovers this season. You put up as many sacks as they do, as many tackles for loss as the Hurricanes have been able to. You're going to push some teams into doing some things that maybe they wouldn't normally, as Exhibit A, Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, what we saw from those teams, pretty good taking care of the football most of the season, with exception of that one game. So, yeah, I mean, I think it all starts and ends there for that Miami team. When they're locking down the way they are, they're a handful.
Excellent stuff here behind enemy lines with Dave Kane. He is the voice of the Virginia Cavaliers. Dave, thank you so much, and enjoy the call.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Should be a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.